So, it'll be eventual death. It's interesting, yet not very satisfying from a dramatic
point. It's a first time.
That's true.
I've never seen a character starve to death in the game.
That's true, too. You guys go there, body's long gone. In fact, by the time you actually get to the crime scene, Haas calls you and tells you that the autopsy's done whenever you're ready for it. Yep. Apparently what happened, and most of the cops have, left and stuff. They left a couple here, you know, to make sure that everybody stays put and stuff. When you get there, the cops have been here long enough that they're actually, drinking sodas, non-alcoholic sodas that they got from somewhere. But basically what happened was two guys were dumpster diving. They found a rolled up rug. They took it home. They unrolled the rug. Surprise, there's a toy prize in size called a body. So they immediately called the cops. They found the body, quote, all the way downtown, wherever that is. Let's see, one of the cops, after you guys didn't show up, but before Haas and his boys showed up,
did something crazy.
I'm not sure. No, I don't think this isn't one I've run before, if that's what you're
right, saying. Right, okay, yeah, the setup is eerily familiar. I was just checking.
That's true.
All right.
One of the cops went through the pockets, no wallet, keys, or jewelry.
Cops don't do careful.
Well, they try.
Yes, they do, Hugo.
They knew Ullman would be by, and so they didn't.
Cops are the finest in the land.
Logan's cops don't do normal.
Don't do normal. One of the cops took a picture of the guy, with his, camera phone, and they also borrowed one of the suspect's cameras to try to do their own crime scene photographs. Which actually come out okay. It's kind of cool. It's so great when they grow up. It's awesome.
What did I tell you, Hugo? They're doing fine.
I don't think they're going to be using the witness's camera, though.
I don't think it makes any difference.
Could contaminate evidence.
No, it couldn't.
How do you know?
How would it contaminate evidence?
How would it not contaminate evidence?
Well, because the camera wasn't part of the crime.
Ah, but what if it was? We just don't know that.
Well, then we've got the camera.
Then we've got evidence on the camera.
Woo!
The cops look at each other. The witnesses look at each other. They all look back at you two. Right, give me either politics at full or current events at negative 30.
Nice.
Which is better?
Oh, no way.
Oh. Surprisingly, they're the same.
Not anybody that you've killed lately, Matt.
Let's go for politics, then.
Are you missing a head, or is that just really dark part of carpet?
Dark.
No, he's missing... What? No. He's not missing his head?
No.
Current defense, negative 30, right?
Yes.
No.
I'd blow a reroll. No, still don't know.
Dark head on a very dark part of the carpet.
Apparently so, yes. He's still got his head, because they're trying to show you a picture of him. You guys have no fucking clue who this guy is.
That's excellent. So, does anybody recognize him here?
Well, what about his ID? Oh, I'm guessing that was all.
No, they didn't have it.
One of the guys raises his hand and says, I don't know his name, but his face was on a bus that I saw.
So he's a politician running for office or something? Or possibly a model advertising something?
His roommate goes, maybe he just likes buses.
Shut up.
You don't pay that sort of money.
He looks chagrined. Let's see, the rug's still here. Give me serology rolls.
Yay. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I even think that's a fumble.
Wow.
With my serology?
No problem. Yeah, you can tell what happened here was the guy fell on it, and blood came out of him, and it splattered around. Yeah.
Wow.
Can you roll forensics at a lower amount? I just don't actually have for that particular skill. Or do you? How do you pick that up? Is it a training course?
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the cards has the different things on there.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, plus Allman can tell you.
I can actually.
Yeah.
I made it, which is a surprise.
It looks like there's high velocity blood splatter a little bit on the carpet, like somebody was shot near the carpet. Also, this rug itself seems to be of a unique kind of pattern. Does anybody have rug lore?
Oh yeah, of course I do.
Rug lore.
Does anybody have?
That would be hilarious.
Does anybody have any skills that would help them with rug lore type of
art
thing?
Lore?
Art lore? Yes, I could take that in the definite high
negative. About rug making.
Yes, I would also accept rug making.
I'm kidding. I don't have rug making.
I would accept art lore at negative 60. I would accept etiquette at negative 30.
Oh, I'll do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just because you may have actually seen it.
Come on. Yes! Got it.
Wow. Hugo's got a lot of etiquette.
Well, I'm amazing. I'm British.
Yeah. I'm British. Yeah, okay. This is definitely familiar. This is in a pretty decent class of hotel. You remember?
Yes.
you remember seeing one, and you, I think you remember dropping like a wad of money on it, and then when somebody else bent over to get it, you kicked them or something.
Oh, that was fantastic! And then I rolled them up in the carpet and dumped them in the dumpster. But I didn't shoot them in the head, so it wasn't me. They were still alive when I dumped them in the dumpster.
Oh, man.
Are you sure?
Hugo, yes. What's the current game date?
Current game date is Sunday, the 19th of December, 2021.
Woo! You want to keep your victory? Keeping your victory, Godzilla boy?
My what?
You're keeping your victory, right?
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Good. This is Prestige, so enjoy.
Sweet.
Okay. So, anyway, it shows Hugo walking away, dusting off his hands, and from the dumpster here, help me! I'm in the dumpster!
But you've got a wad of cash, shut up!
So, Hugo seems to be going through flashbacks again.
He's mentioning him standing there. And with his eyes closed.
The everybody else in the place looks at each other nervously.
So where's the hotel at?
You're not sure. You'll know when you see it, though. Yeah. Or wait, yes. Give me a memory roll. You may know where it is.
Crit.
Oh, you know exactly where it is. It's owned by a guy named Creason. He's a really sleazy kind of guy, which is Creason, why you like going to his hotels.
That name rings a bell. He owns a hotel. This rug is from it. I'd bet my life on it. Huh? I look at all the cops. What do you think
take
now,
his
huh?
bets he might try and collect.
The cops, put away
of course,
the
that means you'd have to bet your life on it.
Exactly.
Okay, is it, like, custom for those hotels, says one of the cops.
No, this is a very specific type.
He looks at his partner. His partner just goes, don't encourage him.
Yeah.
We'll go, are you done with the witnesses here who got the rug?
No, not at all, because they need to tell us exactly where they found this, not just somewhere downtown.
Yes, and you need to go and guard that thing, that dumpster, so that we can get at it.
They offered to take the cops there, but they would like somebody to take the big bloody rug out of their place.
Would you like a skill 10 instead of your unjammed gun, Richard?
I think for once my gun is not jammed, so yeah.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they would like the rug removed. The cops call for more cops because whenever you're concerned about what to do, you should call backup. More cops are going to show up to guard the apartment under rug so these cops can take the witnesses and you guys to where they specifically found it.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to...
This I look around the music shop which we're at.
I like this song.
The people that are in the dumpsters there are various homeless people who live there, apparently.
Well, I was going to say, and these policemen who happen to be staking out the dumpster they're sitting in didn't notice anybody dumping a body on them.
Right. No, those are what interns look like when you put them in a dumpster if you dress them too well. Very sad.
You can see that one guy saying, hey, look what I found. It's a diaper. It's been used.
Only once.
Unfortunately, you guys being so senior, I'm not sure how you're going to get anything out of any of the dumpsters.
What?
Look around.
I would like to use, if possibly, my tracking skill because I'm such a good hunter, and I know it's concrete, but not using it to obviously track in the same way as, like, actual footprints, but, you know, the surrounding, like, anything, you know, kind of with spot hidden, but try and, like, piece together kind of maybe, you know, what area the body was drugged from, or if it was drugged, or whatever like that.
Difficult. Sure, to be tracking negative 60.
Ooh, challenge. No. Alright, I'll just take a look around then.
Yeah, well, of the dumpsters, you think that this one here smells worse.
Wow.
Possibly full of dirty diapers. If only you had somebody that you could lower screaming into it, that would make
How about I use my amazing sense of smell, trying to smell blood through all the other shit smells?
Give me a smell roll at negative 90. I don't think there's any way you're going to smell a little bit of blood.
Like this. Come on, quick. Look.
Now that you do get a nice whiff of fucking soiled diaper. Awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, that'll be with you for a while.
Well, Manny, it's time for you to come in handy.
Manny, I'm afraid it's time for you to get in the dumpster.
Wow. We all started off this way, Manny. I can tell you some of the stories of my old days in the Force.
Oh, do tell me what I've scourged the dumpster.
He will regale you with tales of when he enjoyed going through the dumpsters. And his findings.
It's always nice to hear stories from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Logan, I put on a special suit for it.
Uh-huh.
And I climb into the dumpster.
You notice that there's one less special suit in this particular vehicle than there usually are in the vehicles, but that's still enough for you to wear some, sure. But usually they've got more.
Hold on, so you're saying one's gone missing?
From the vehicle, which smells like cheese, yes.
He's taken a dumpster diving suit.
You're not sure on that, but, you know, they'll probably replace it next time you check in your vehicle. They usually do. Yes. That's just part of Motorpool's little thing, but apparently somebody managed to steal one without Motorpool knowing. But
I bet one of the interns is using it as a sleeping bag.
I would have thought they would have taken the body bag for that, but yeah.
Yeah, they could be using it for a sleeping bag.
No, because if they take the body bag, someone might actually, like, believe it's a stiff. That would be kind of unfortunate.
Well, that happens.
Reroll, anyone? I'm guessing Richard, you would want that.
Unless Tinas wants.
Well, reroll would be nice, yeah.
Would you rather have that instead of your extremely limited hull card, though?
No.
Right.
Alright, I'll nab it then, yeah, sure.
So, Tinas, give me it all comes down to luck. Luck, perseverance, and a con roll.
Luck? I don't have luck.
Aprol, lower is better.
Oh, Aprol.
That is still your luck.
Wow. That's like times.
This will be a long fucking search. This will be a messy, messy, horrible, painful, smelly search. Now give me a con roll.
Yeah, because that was times six.
Yes. Yeah, in fact, you may have
six.
Times six.
How ugly are you? Stay in the dumpster, man.
You're ugly, ugly man.
It's only time.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Right.
There goes the evidence.
Yeah, he's in the dumpster and he just starts fucking hurling like.
Trade you the re-roll if not throw up over the.
Yeah, why not?
I think Logan's enjoying himself too much.
He faces face up, throws up, so it splashes back onto him.
Okay, I can play a re-roll. Better. It's times 4, if I'm right.
At least you get your head out of the dumpster then this time.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, he's doing a lot of holding his head out over the dumpster, taking deep breaths type thing, you know. Not good enough for a check where you're just pretty much immune to this stuff, but.
That's times three.
You get a check in con. Yeah, you tough it out. You are finding a whole lot of nothing with that really ugly, ugly apparel of yours. Ugly, ugly, ugly. In fact, with that kind of luck roll, you'll probably be wearing a bag over your head for the rest of the case. I'm actually surprised they haven't put one on you yet. I really am.
I meant to get bags printed with my face on them.
I already told them Manny looks like a nerd, so yeah, of course he's
ugly. That's true.
Yeah, but that's hideous even for a nerd. You got Omen, what's behind door two?
No, a chicken hasn't. What's behind door number two? Is behind door number two.
Three, ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding.
Four, ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding.
Five.
Oh.
I just lose the rest of your fucking cards. Six. Yeah. Oh, everybody loses.
Yang!
With the black and red.
It's the red and black one.
Is it a red and black one?
Yeah. Eight.
No way.
Nine.
With Matt. Oh my god, it's me.
Yes. And new cards for the holidays. Okay, so, and...
Hold on, what happens?
Well, pretty much...
Hit the pause.
Yeah, and then just everybody discard all your cards,
Do I get door number two again, and then yin-yang, or...
Yes, that sounds good to me. Door number two, and then more yin-yang.
Alright,
just put these over here. Well, it worked out really good for the group last time. Negative 10.
Oh.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Nothing else other than taking 10% of a skill is by the air door number 2.
Please, I'm going to leave the victory on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will now deal out new cards to everybody from the yin-yang, so...
I need to take 10% out.
Ooh, plus one favor. Wilderness girls?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the butt plug.
Butt plug.
Damn, I just lost the whole card. Never mind.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Uh-oh.
Yin-yang! Oh! And neighborly love.
Oh, I just got a mimicry plus 20 card with a picture of a gorilla face on it. So perfect.
It doesn't.
Neighborly love followed by yin yang, so it doesn't matter for neighborly love. Please discard everything.
Let's leave the anti ring on top.
Put all your cards in the discard pile. I'm sorry that you missed out on your gorilla face, Ling.
Well, there's still only two yin yangs in the pile.
I think there's three total and 900 cards.
Wow.
900 cards. You got both snap and slap, that's it.
I know. I'm going to kick some ass.
Well, the snap out of it, you can get to Sam right the hell now if you want it.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Traumatic stress.
But it looks like you may have to fucking slap Holman around at the dumpster for some reason. Let me pull that on the GM table real quick here for his old insanity.
+27 for me.
Oh, it's a good time to do it. He has decided to kick everybody's ass. The cops, you, possibly the guy in the dumpster.
I can just slap out of it, Connor.
Yeah.
You can indeed.
Yeah, you just gotta go before him. But fortunately, he is the villain of the piece, so he goes, I'm gonna kick everybody's ass! And you go, Hugo beating somebody the blunt object's approved. So if you can successfully slap him and play the slap out of a card, you also get a new card for ending his big fight scene. All you gotta do is hit.
Oh, just try to slap him without a strength bonus.
Yeah, actually, normally be during combat, but in order to get rid of several rounds of it, I'm just happy to let him play it now.
Yeah, so, that's cool.
Pimp slap him, go for it.
Pimp slap him. Yeah, I get it.
It's a nice back end.
Slap out of
it! The desolation and dirt in this city, it just gets to me sometimes. Why can't we live in a utopia that New York should be? Damn it!
Oh, I like that. That's good. Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, well, that's all right.
Piggy bank. Lucky bastard. If it had been the other one, that'd been funnier.
Right, before anything else happens, I play my plus one favor. I play have an NPC draw four cards.
Who is the NPC?
We're on CSI case. No, I'll give it to Faster anyway. Sod it.
Good. That's
it. Right.
Do it.
I didn't.
I did.
No, I was thinking of giving it to Huss, but...
Wow, did she get some shitty cards.
Yep.
It shows Terrorist trying to blow her up, and she's like, eh? So, anyway, right. Cops and the guys who... pretty much all of them have, like, now backed off to watch you guys work from a safer distance. Nobody needs to tell them to keep the fuck back, but it doesn't look like ugly Manny will ever find anything other than more dirty diapers and rotten food.
How about a really good chance, a really low app roll for me and Richie just to kind of peek our heads over and go, oh look, there it is.
Yes, yes. I would take that on an extremely low app roll.
How about times two?
Not low enough.
24 is times 2. Oh, we did find something then.
Well, if Logan is sending links.
Yeah, pretty much he's in the dirty diaper dumpster, and Hugo looks over into the
there you go.
Couch cushion
his
dumpster.
Name's Jeffrey Allen Horn. Take his ID card. He lives at 222 Gramercy Park North. Garden City, New York. His date of birth is 10/29/60. Yeah, damn, he's old.
I was going to say, ignore the years, because I got no control over that part.
No, there's some blood smeared on that. You can't quite read
his eyes are blue. His height is 10 foot. 5 foot 10.
He's 10 foot. I didn't notice him sticking out of a carpet.
It was a big carpet.
Wow.
His ID number is 89273468M.
Does that mean that I can climb out of this dumpster?
No.
Damn it.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
While you were sticking around, I actually wanted to get people to, one, check for security cameras around here, and two, find out what those buildings on either side of us were, see if
they had
sort of idea.
Yeah, one of them makes, large panes of glass, and the other one, keeps, stocks of chickens and watermelons. And, they both pay their people to walk back and forth with these things, on the street, the large panes of glass, whereas the chicken and watermelon thing, they pretty much keep a stockpile of them, near the,
Well, you know you're never going to do that in New York, given that we're a no-chase city. So, I mean, you're wasting your business here.
Well, they are hoping
I'd move out if I were you.
They have pictures of Terry Moa, and they point at them. Ah, the magic item's safe. Excellent. Go put the strike through on another item on there. They said, don't put a strike through on another item on the magic item safe list.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll bung something up there and say one word.
Yeah, I saw that ring, by the way. I was kind of tempted at first, and I worked out, like, that would basically make you go insane very quickly. Just don't think it's worth it. Rather use the pause.
What room?
The ring.
Oh, the ring.
Oh, the ring kicks ass. It's
but one hit point, one sound.
Well,
I'm sure it never maxes out right, so you're always taking sand for it.
But yeah, it's good if you've got a really high sand and you don't keep it on all the time. You're like, I really need to get healed up these 3 hit points or something. Then it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's 4 essences. Mm-hmm. Anyway, quick question, Logan. Where is the hotel in vicinity to the dumpster?
All the way across town.
Right, so they killed him at the hotel and then brought his body all the way over the other side of town. Why?
Unless somebody else had a different... took the carpet, that would be easier.
That's a pretty big carpet.
Look, let's see what else we can...
Logan, I climb out of the dumpster.
Excellent. Give me a dex roll. Lower is better. This is the graceful thing as opposed to the humorous falling on the crap-filled diaper and plunging back in.
What's up with my rolls today? Jesus. Dex times 5.
Ah! Excellent. Thank you for making Hugo a very happy man. So, he comes out. He looks really fucking... Looks like, pretty much he was in a shitstorm. There you go. So, yeah, he manages eventually to escape the dumpster.
Mm-hmm. Good job, money. Okay. Well, we suppose we can go and speak to the hotel and find out if they have...
Let us find out who this guy is, seeing as we know he was somebody of some...
Notice. Yeah, he's that guy. He's Jeffrey Horn.
Do we know who is Jeffrey Horn?
Logan?
Hmm?
Do we know, now we know his name, does it ring a bell?
Probably not too much. So he's not running for something big like president or senator or something.
It's not something New York related, like DA or...
It is New York related, but it's pretty minor.
I was going to say, I remind you that you told me last week I have specialized New York.
Well done. Yes. Go ahead and give me a current events at full then, since you have this specialized New York stuff.
Play a skill 5 and fumble.
All right. Yeah, he is running for the Mafia Don of the city.
Mm. Okay. How about this? Good luck roll to have a bus drive boss right now, which has one of his side panels on it.
Give me app times 2 to just have that as you guys emerge from the alley.
Damn it.
I'm sorry, you're not that good looking.
I'm pretty good looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a ugly bunch of bitches.
Excuse me.
I believe, even though Richard is a godlike looking man, I believe I'm only one app lower than him, so...
God-ish.
And then you're Mr. Dumpster Diver. Anyway.
Yes, well, that was fun. So, I don't know, it looks like we're going to be going into organized crime. Be head of the city.
You want to actually... start doing organized crime. I'm shocked, Lieutenant. If I knew this earlier, I would have jumped to the chance. Oh, sorry, you're saying you don't want to do it?
Didn't you just become an international agent?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Just forget. Right.
Well, he's running to be head of the crime families here in New York. So we must tread carefully. Who knows how many people he pissed off. And that guy... Creason. He might be in on it if he owns a hotel. We'll have to find out which family he works for.
Interesting. I turn to the cops. Jimmy, Johnny, Petey, Bobby. I need an old priest and a new priest. Stat.
The cops take this moment to hurry off with the witnesses who begs them to take them with them.
Let us find out who this guy is.
Back to the KBC. I think we've got everything. Well, as I said, look around, check there's no security cameras or anything.
No.
Check the front and the back of the alley, see if there's See if there's any homeless around here. If they
There seems to be a strange lack of homeless people in New York.
Sorry, I know you're in the middle of something. Before we forget, we need to get over to the hotel like ASAP. So can we get in a car and you start talking about this as we go? Because the reason I'm saying this is I want to find out if that guy had a room. If he had a room.
Oh, they're cleaning the room. Yeah, let's go.
Yes, we need to get it for that, because if there's blood on the floor, we know he was killed there rather than rolled up and taken away.
Well, they can't get rid of the blood off of a floor, but yeah.
No, but it'd be...
Anyway, in the car, let's go. Vroom, vroom.
Right. You guys are heading over there. The gods hate Matt, and the car smells of shit cheese.
He took off his suit.
It just fucking seems to be lingering. You think he's got some in his hair. So, you guys... Awesome. You guys head on over. Yeah. And,
actually...
You get a limited master plan, the gods hate you.
Yeah.
We'll trade off the reroll, first of all.
Yeah, who wants the reroll?
Give to me.
What do you want to get rid of?
Instant up.
Alright. Reroll for you. I'm going to limited master plan, the gods hate you. And then...
A bold move.
Reroll for my hand, because it was shit.
Old moves are the best, Logan.
Cool, give it a heavy clip. Great. It's looking even better.
I'll keep you from going ballistic. So you probably want to trade that off.
Yep.
I should have noped your gods hate you just for the hell of it.
Well, it's still on top. You could do the same thing.
Might be worth it.
You could trade off the nope to Tinnis.
I traded to you for the Nada.
Oh yeah, good point.
We'll see what we can get. Yeah, sure. Why not have a nope?
Yay!
I guess I've got to take me, and then I put the stuff on the top.
Guys hate everyone today.
I'm going to leave Song and Dance Man on top just in case.
Oh yeah.
Do you recognize that picture from Song and Dance Man, Matt?
Yeah, Rocky Horror Picture. I didn't even have to roll over it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, leadership, refill, and obscure knowledge.
Oh, excellent. I finally had to save my limited master. Oh, never mind.
Alright, I played the obscure knowledge to begin with.
While you guys are doing card play, I'm going to
have... You're going to have a smoke. Uh-huh. Yes, I knew you were going to say that.
I could definitely...
It's been a while. Matt, are you still not smoking?
I don't smoke anymore when I'm not drinking.
Glad you qualified that.
I was going to say, so you smoke constantly. Got it. Anyway,
pretty much every night. I'm not drinking tonight, so I won't be smoking tonight.
Good man.
Yep. I will, I'll be back in a second to get some Rabina.
Are you happy with your card, Steamer? Do you want a refill card?
No, where's my cards? I mean, skill 10, reroll. Pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad.
That rage card, pretty handy when combat comes.
Only if we got a lot of damage cards. I think it's... Mm-hmm. I think Logan's just stuck it in there for make you keep hold of it deal. I don't think it would be that useful. Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, reroll on the skill 10 is worth it, so...
Alright, well, I'm going to play my leadership. I'm going to leadership, the refill, and the minus one to Fausta.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can leadership cards to anybody you choose. If there's more than one, you can't have more than one NPC in card play, though.
Weekend Warrior.
That's not bad. Weekend Warrior, skill 15, Australian Ancestry, and a reverse dice.
Yeah, good plan. I'm going to set up my water pipe. Perfect time for it. Playing with Hugo and Lieutenant Ullman is heavy for the mind.
Yes.
So, a good shot of what a pipe will do. Now, I went to Egypt last year, and when I was there, I said, the first thing that I'm going to buy is a water pipe. And it was like, if I swapped money things, then it was like 10 bucks, 10 euros, so it was really, really cheap. Because if you buy one here just in Holland, you pay like 70, 80 bucks.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be right back.
I'm back. So, how's the microphone working?
Yeah, you sound great.
A lot better, huh?
Yeah, I can't hear
no breathing or anything.
Rubbish or anything like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That last microphone I had, it was pretty much sitting like in my mouth. you couldn't change it at all. It was so annoying. But, no, I like this one.
Are you sure you were wearing your head correctly?
Yeah, I must have put it on backwards or something. But I got this one through, and I did it, funny enough, today I just did a test call on Skype, so you can hear what it sounds like. You came back, and I was like, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's not a bad little mic, especially for the price it was.
Yeah, 5 quid.
Yeah.
Bargain. And I got a free webcam out of it.
Really? They didn't,
No, no, I'm gonna return it because I'm lazy. I haven't done it yet. I was like, I'll post it back as soon as I can, promise.
Just test it, see whether it's good or not.
Yeah, well, I've already got a webcam and it works perfect, so I was like, no, I'll send it back just whenever I don't see really, going up. It was their screw up, so they can wait until I get to the post office, but.
Yes.
Oh man, Viking Warrior went away as well.
No, I used it.
Oh.
I'm afraid. I used the leadership and got a Weekend Warrior out of it.
Nice. Bit cracking today. I love that picture.
Where's Timothy?
It's on the discard pile.
Oh, right. It was one of the combat cards.
Have you seen that movie yet?
The new guy, yeah. Very good. particularly like David Hasselhoff part in it. Does that well.
I'm surprised there's been no sharkers on there.
Yes. Seems to be a lack of sharks at the moment. Yeah, well, if we don't have anybody then.
Well, if Sanskrit gets back in time.
Well, she'll be on anyway.
Oh, so she's definitely coming on. She just might be late.
Well, according to what Logan has said, yes, she's just going to be late. Of course, reality and gaming.
Yeah.
Not always the same.
Tell me about it. Especially when you get these surprise, like, hey, the day before you're scheduled for a game, like, oh, by the way, it's your nephew's birthday. That's what happened last week. On a Sunday, and then out of nowhere, my brother's like, oh, we're going to do something big on Saturday night. And I'm like, great. I'm not going to just, whole family and my nephew out in the garden, and I'm going to sit in here on my own. Why not? I was like, no.
I'm talking to people. I'm on a phone. Yeah. It's important.
And the trouble is, he's fascinated seeing me sit at my computer, so...
He would come in
here. Yeah, he would just keep coming in here.
Well, who wouldn't be fascinated listening to somebody play Heroic Cthulhu? Why, I know literally three people who listen to this.
He's only turned three, so I could start him young.
Yes.
Can you say Cthulhu? Cthulhu?
How about surprise, motherfucker? Can you say surprise, motherfucker?
You're losing sand.
Right.
Uncle Matt thinks he's Hugo and he wears women's underwear. Yes.
Is it a kid or a cat that's on his computer?
Logan, I leadership 2 cards to Faust and Mecki.
Okay, cool. I'll let you run our cards. How's that?
Sure.
Lovely.
I take it she doesn't have the prereqs or parkour.
No. No, she's not really too interested in doing death sports with 2 kids, just doesn't
hurt her that much. I don't think she'll care.
Yeah, but she's trying to be a soccer mom, so.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's totally going for the soccer mom thing. She's already got him enrolled in various schools and shit, and one's still baby, you know?
Yes.
So when he's old enough, by God, he gets to be in the right school, and Omen can afford it. So, this makes her happy.
So die.
Yes, I'm sure she's taking out large life insurance policies on you because, you know, you work at the KBC. So,
yes.
A lot of your money goes there.
I'm surprised we get 10% to use, and it's not just you owe 10% every month for your life.
It probably should be, but you know. Okay, so you guys
arrive at the hotel.
Yeah, you guys get to the hotel at last, and she has a refill card in her hand.
Yes, she does.
Well, shit, she does. She's happy to trade that back because your cards suck ass.
Reverse dice. It's quite nice in the skill 15, which I'd like to use before we do anything.
Very well.
And I'd have to phone her up, which isn't a bad thing, but of course.
Right. Well, yeah.
Maybe adventure.
I'd say that you're one of the characters that actually phones their significant other often during the adventure. So,
That's because you can actually participate for it. It's like, what do I do about this, honey? Blow them up. Okay.
Right. Oh, and by the way, for the special thing that you've got planned afterward, be thinking about it, Matt. You get to pretty much say what all happens during that. So.
God, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and, because I've only got two thoughts on that, and so the rest is all you.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys head over to the hotel and whatnot, and they're, and it turns out every room has this kind of carpet in it. You get to see a couple open rooms, like there, because there's a cleaning lady in one of them and stuff.
No, right, are they showing us around? Is that what they say?
No, you're just kind of storming around the hotel.
We just see it's in the lobby and everywhere else as well.
Well, no, not in the lobby, but in each of the rooms is one of these.
Right, well, the idea is, as Matt said, to go up to them and find which room he was staying in.
Oh, apparently, according to the, if the guy at the front desk is to be believed, he wasn't.
Okay, well, no, maybe he was visiting someone staying here. Can you see if this gentleman... Do we have a time of death, by the way?
You haven't been to see us yet.
Can we call us just to find out?
Well, you can, because your cell phone's still back in your office, but other people could.
My voicing thing's gone. Could you call us and find out?
I can, yes. Here, I always happen to carry with me a spare Tony the Tiger phone. You can use that until you get your phone.
For being prepared and for roar. There you go. So, right. Apparently being roaring is better than being prepared. Anyway, right. Yeah, you call Paz. He's like, Paz.
Time of death.
11 p.m. till midnight, somewhere in there.
And we're talking about the Mafia Don.
Mafia Don?
The guy he was brought in.
Hold on.
His name's Horn. Jeremy Horn.
Mafia Don, he says. He didn't know. He asked around. They fumbled. Mafia Don. Yep.
Excellent.
We're going to destroy this guy's reputation even though he's already dead. How is that possible?
It's the usual way. That's what you do.
It's the KBC.
We destroy your reputation if you're dead or alive.
The guy at the desk does not recognize him. He says,
security cameras?
At this hotel, no, there aren't any, but they do have, large men who look very patient who seem to be loitering and such. So
when you said this carpet was from a specific type of hotel, you said this was a nice hotel, right?
This is from this hotel. This hotel is the
what
one.
What kind of hotel is it? Is it a nice hotel?
It is kind of nice, but it's the kind of place that if you wanted to fuck a underage teenage prostitute, this would be on your list of places that you could take her.
All right. Okay, how many rooms do they got here?
500, and also they have sushi bars, massage bars, stuff like that.
Ooh.
It's a, quote, hot spot. Multi-million-dollar hotel. Rooms are probably like a grand a night, you know, so if you're taking... Mafia dons could easily afford this kind of place.
Okay, is this... Okay, when we asked the guy behind the counter about, like, if he's seen this guy, was his reaction kind of like, no, I just haven't seen him? Or was it kind of like, no, I haven't seen him?
Give me empathy roll.
Like, I cover the tracks of my people because they might be doing bad things in my hotel.
Certainly.
Yes, by a lot.
You're thinking that it's the instant, no, I haven't seen him, but when he looked at the driver's license with or without the blood, probably with some blood on it, he didn't look like he actually, there was no recognition that flickered across his features. But you also know, give me etiquette rolls or current events rolls to know.
Got etiquette. Got etiquette.
Oh, yeah, you know who the owner is. He is Calvin
Mr. Creason, you've already said.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And what is Mr. Creason exactly in the spotlight of things?
Logan, crit on my current events.
Oh, you know that Calvin Creason usually hangs out at this hotel, actually.
So the one he owns?
Well, he owns more than one, but he seems to favor this one.
But, okay, a guy like that has got to have some kind of media background as well. I mean, with his crit, you know, is he kind of like the playboy, you know?
Oh, he's the kind of guy who maintains a staff of lawyers because he's sleazy. He is definitely the kind of guy who would entertain a mafia doc.
So, trying to move up in the world. Gonna take over the city.
Yeah. Oh, Haas calls you and lets you know that the press is apparently on this and stuff because, you know, they...
Who's that on the phone?
Yeah. And it's
on the phone. Yeah. This is Haas.
Oh, can you ask him, can you tell if the guy's had sexual intercourse lately? Or, like, near death?
Sure. I ask the question.
Haas says, not unless it involved a .38 caliber slug. I've got the slug, it's in good condition.
Where to? The head?
I think he was, yeah, it looks like he was killed instantly. There's stippling also, if that helps.
Not unless you tell me the answer to the question I asked.
Chest, he was basically shot and the bullet lodged in the, heart.
Right, and you said 11 to 12. Logan, I look at my watch. What time is it now?
Probably
morning, afternoon. Are we talking 11 to 12 last night?
Yeah, there's last night. Morning right now.
So this is midnight, 11 to 12.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, everything good happens at midnight, which is why you guys usually get ending up working swing shifts, but today you're pairing your layer on the normal daytime shift. As opposed to the fucked up, everybody's always asleep and we want to talk to him shift.
Well, this is a good question for the guy behind the counter.
He looks attentive.
Did you have any carpets in any of your rooms stolen last night?
Not that I'm aware of, sir, although...
Got it, half.
He looks like he's ready to say more.
Well, I didn't interrupt him.
Oh.
I just said empathy.
Yeah, he's looking like... Like he wants to call somebody else to get him to talk to you. He says, well, we did recently get rid of several of the rugs. He types a bit, and he says, we got rid of a dozen rugs. Six were too trashed, and so they were thrown out, and six were fairly trashed given goodwill. We entertain a lot of interesting people. In the background, as he says that, you see, like, it looks like they've got to be rock stars with how flamboyantly they're dressed, and one of them has a bottle of gin and the other one's peeing in a potted plant. The guy has not noticed that as you guys are distracting him.
Okay, with the goodwill all the same charity?
They just kind of, yeah, they spread him out a little bit, but yeah.
We're gonna need to know.
Yeah, they don't have a, he'll
get you the records. They keep the receipts because, you know, charitable contributions and such. And, one of the large patient men is going over and, getting the guy to stop peeing in the plant.
It's not the red hot jalapeno peppers, is it?
Yes, it is.
I'll go over and talk to them.
They're like, oh, dude! And the guy has not washed his hands from peeing. He's wanting to shake yours, though. Oh, man! Yeah!
Sure, as long as he's not trying to pat me on the back.
Yeah, he's patting you on the back, too. And they're doing the hug, man, shake kind of thing. And they all have their hair dyed various shades of red. They're wearing a lot of red clothes. They look at you as like the guy who got them their big break, and so they want to be like you, except that they're drunk. And possibly on drugs. Or both.
You have a dry cleaning service here?
Yes, the hotel does actually have a dry cleaning service.
Get this dry cleaned and put it on their bill.
Alright, yeah, they're...
I remove all my IDs, etc.
I think I'm so close. I was like, no, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I assume it's just his jacket and stuff, so
yes.
The only awkward thing is that your shoulder harness is now visible, but they tell you they can have it done in 20 minutes if you want to wait for it, because they're looking at your gun like, ah, they've never seen red leather holster. The band is like, dude, let me see your gun!
No.
Dude!
Not a toy.
Dude, it looks totally like a toy, man. They want to play
yes,
with your gun.
I don't want to read the headlines tomorrow about one of you accidentally shooting themselves. It wouldn't do anything for your sales at this point.
Dude, it might.
You'd just, no, not at this point. You haven't got enough of a cult following yet.
This guy can shoot himself. I could totally shoot myself, man.
Yes, I know you could shoot yourself, but it's not worth it just yet. Take my advice. I mean, I got you your big break. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hey, you want to come up to the room and you're not a you're still a cop, aren't you?
Yes.
You want to just do a bunch of alcohol then?
I'm on duty at the moment.
One of the guys goes, "We could cut the alcohol into lines." Okay, we could.
Yeah, sniff it up with a straw. Why not?
Yeah.
While Richard is talking to those guys, I'm whispering something.
Yeah?
To Hugo.
Oh, right.
Yeah, to Hugo.
Ah, sure. Very good. Okay, yeah. And it looks like they're like, ah. So, yeah, they're like, yeah, hey, you want to come eat lunch with us? You and your guys can be our guests.
Where are you going to be eating lunch?
Here?
Here? Yeah, sure, why not?
Great! Cut to, you guys are eating sushi off of some naked lady.
Oh, it's one of those fish.
Oh, yeah.
Again, is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Sweet, says Hugo. Are you wanting to bother with chopsticks or just take it orally?
That's not the way it's done, Hugo. I've been to one of these places before.
I take
that's
an example
from
you,
Hugo.
That's
not
the way you do it. I point out to you that the last time I was doing one of these, the table did it and actually killed somebody for this.
But they weren't me.
Hugo, give me a seduction roll, please, on the table. This would be a hell of a time to crit. Then you could have sex in front of everybody. It'd be awesome.
Hell no.
Here we go.
No. No? All right. Yeah, she's looking kind of like, ew. He's like, you know.
I'd take out a lot of money.
Yeah.
No problem.
$1,000.
Yes. That
her belly.
Yeah, that's really cool with everybody until one of the band members tried eating one of the bills and had to get fucking Heimlich and stuff. They are really fucking drunk. Their manager eventually comes in. If he isn't stoned, then he's had a lobotomy recently. You're not really sure, but, so yeah, they're like, yeah, so you're here to bust Creasem?
Not just yet. What do you know about it?
Well, yeah, I heard that that politician guy died, and I know Creasum was, like, big into fucking hating on him and stuff.
We're not dealing with a politician, we're dealing with a mafia, but don't spread
that. Oh, no kidding. Can we meet him?
No, he's dead.
Oh, can we pose with his corpse?
No.
Oh, you are so mean. Now,
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, if you start dealing with that horn politician guy, then, you know, you can fucking, if you bust Creasum, though, see if you can get us free rooms. That'd be cool, because we're going to fucking trash this room, and when we're done with it, we're going to blow it up. The table looks at him.
Right, okay. Sure.
You can't be big into rock music, says their manager, without blowing up a few hotel rooms.
Is this an arranged publicity stunt?
Arranged? He scratches his head. He goes, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Stunts?
This scratches his head.
That's probably the guy who tried to eat the bell. Ah, well.
Yeah.
Your character's not
quite did pressing. I get... I was going to play Orb of Knowledge.
Oh, okay. Well, here's two more. Pink and pink.
Oh. Take the Weekend Warrior, I guess.
You sure you don't want the old ages kicking the crap out of you?
Well, it would get me another card, but I'll take the Weekend Warrior and play it.
Yeah.
Alright, so, this Creasum geezer hated somebody called Horn, yes?
One of the guys falls into the table girl, and he just lays there snoring. She's like trying to
help just, get him off.
Alright, cool. He just falls over.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Hey, what's your address? One of the guys says.
You can... Why?
He does the shifty dog eyes, and he's like, I'm just curious.
You can send stuff to me care of the federal building that I work at, which will, of course, have various laws against that sort of stuff. If you send me anything, we could just track it back to whoever sent it.
Cool. Dude, woman, you're such a bummer.
They're actually confused by elements.
Hey, I have fun within the legally prescribed limits.
They look sad. So,
anyway,
eventually lunch finishes.
Free lunch for the interns.
Yeah, this may be your only meal, so you definitely are probably taking home as much sushi as possible, realizing
I'm asking for a doggy bag.
Yeah, no problem. They bring you a doggy bag.
Woohoo!
Yeah, unfortunately it goes bad after a day or two, but, you know, there you go.
Okay.
Still for today, it's enough.
Yeah.
Question, I want to go back to the guy at the desk, because I didn't finish up with him. I want to know what happened to the other six that got trashed.
They just threw them out.
Where though?
Round back?
Right, I want to go out there and check that there's still six out there.
Oh, there's zero out there, actually.
Okay, because they've gone where? To be destroyed?
Maybe wherever the garbage goes. It's hard to say.
To the dump?
Could be.
Right. Let's take a trip out to the dump.
Do you know how hard it would be to find anything at the dump?
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
So, is everybody good with the trip to the dump?
Not really, no. I think we should find out if we can get anything from the carpet to see if it's narrow it down where it is to begin with.
Well, and we can find these Goodwill and see if any of those were sold or stolen yet.
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Maybe it's handy to go back to the KBC and do some more research on this guy and do a ballistics check on the bullets.
That's so boring.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, that would be a good idea because, I mean, we don't know anything about this. And if he's
maybe
mafia,
a shower for me, because the car's...
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not... I don't know how to get your food back to your hotel, back to the KBC. because I don't particularly want my car to be stinking of shit, cheese, and fish.
Are there any computers close to me, Logan?
Well, I was going to say, the concierge's computer, and indeed the whole computer system of the hotel at this point, shuts down. The concierge goes, oh my god!
Huh.
That would explain the very high essence I have.
There you go.
So, do you have any use for this broken computer now?
Well,
concierge, receptionist man?
They're going to try to get him fixed, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Just take that broken one off of your...
No, he says. So. No, the whole computer system went down. We're going to work on it.
Okay.
Thank you for your concern, officer. And they bring back your jacket as you were there for over 20 minutes while eating lunch and keeping Hugo off of the table. She is starting to get a morbid fear of Hugo.
Well, just remember what one of my insanities are.
Fucking everybody, or?
No. The last one I got. Why I eat at a certain restaurant.
She's like massaging out the bite marks and stuff, but the money helps. Yeah. You get back to the KBC then?
Mm-hmm.
In the shit cheese fishmobile.
Get it clean. Get the dumpster diving suits replaced in there. Cool, man.
They're on it. They're like, woo! When they open the door, like, this reeks. And
I charge towards the showers.
No problem. One of the security guards stops Hugo. He's like, hold it.
What?
He pulls out a bag. It's from the Black Dragon restaurant. Apparently your food came a couple hours ago.
Ah, excellent. Oh, eat it as is.
All right.
Actually, I eat it in front of the security guard. I just take it out by there, and I just start eating it right in front of him.
Ah, yes. You've got cannibalism maxed out already, right?
Actually, I don't know. Check.
It's definitely long pork.
Yes, I have it maxed out.
Jolly good. Yes, you eat it with a great deal of relish, at least the people parts. And, they included some Soylent Green for later. A little snack. It's like in a Pringles-type can, you know, one of the short cans.
Oh, you gotta love the chochos.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. In fact, maybe you can screw one of the women chochos and make little chochos sometime.
That would be crazy. Hugo Chocho offspring. Oh, my God.
Holman couldn't kill those with as much impunity. Well, maybe he could, but still, it'd be so illegal. And then you get their teeth filed after their baby teeth come out. That'll be nice.
You're giving me ideas here.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to just skill whore a bit here. I'm going to call them up and thank them for a lovely meal in Chocho. Thank you for lovely meal.
Yes!
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Say hello to Meaty for me.